This episode of the Early Bird Briefing is brought to you by me, Eagle Falcon, and my shenanigans that we pull off over at twitch.tv/EagleFalcon. I highly recommend you go check it out. Support me there. Just hang out. That's all I ask. And now, on to the episode.
Fresh dose of tech news and insight. This is the Early Burb Briefing.
It is Tuesday, May 18th, 2021. This is the Early Burb Briefing. I'm Eagle Falcon. All right, well, it's time to just say that's it. Twitch doesn't know what they're doing. Oh no, everyone panics. Because now they're going ahead and they're saying they're building global communities, local pricing and subscribing for less, and that's going to be bad for all streamers. How many people actually read the blog? I actually do want... All right, so sarcasm aside, what's actually going on? Twitch announced what they are calling... local subs pricing. Basically, here's how it works. They've always gone ahead and just pretty much made subscriptions either 5 or 500 of whatever your currency is. If you're, say, in a country like Japan, in which there is no fractional currency, it's 500 yen. If you are in the US, it's $5. If you're in Europe, it's 5 euros. You get the idea. That's basically how it's, for the most part, worked. There's probably an exception here or there, but that is how this has worked. Which, of course, I hate to break it to you, but all currencies, believe it or not, are not worth the same amount. I know. I'm blown away by this, too. So, they are first going to be rolling this out to... I actually can't find where it is. But anyway, I don't have the time to specifically say where it is. Where it's, oh, yeah, they're first rolling out to Mexico and Turkey by May 20th. They are going to be rolling it out then to the Middle East, Africa, and Europe starting Q3 of 2021. It's basically they are adjusting the sub prices to be $5 equivalent of whatever that local currency is.
But won't this mean that the streamer's gonna see less money?
Well, there's two things wrong with that. One, the streamer is still going to get a cut equivalent to what they were before. So, no, Twitch is just going to adjust their cut so that however much they got before, they still get. They're adjusting those lines in the back, at least what they're saying in the blog post. I will also argue, too, no, they won't. There is, in fact, depending on their viewer base and how and what percentage of them are subbed, there's a decent chance their revenue can go up. Because I hate to break it to you, if you were before going to say, oh, $5, that's a bit too much to sub. But if it's now $2.50, hey, you know, I can squeeze with that. I can squeeze with that. Hey, you go there, streamer dude. Lowering it can mean more revenue because now you've made the cost to entry lower so more can get in. I'm telling you, that works more often than it doesn't. But, you know, only to a certain degree. That's going to do it for me. Stay safe and stay healthy.